This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with 93.7 FM, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, we've got our FedEx and we've got our UPS drivers out there. We've also got our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the mail. There's no delivery today, but the mail is still moving from point A to B, getting ready to be sorted late tonight and into tomorrow. And also our suicide jockeys handling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel for wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse people as well as our Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. That would be the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're also on Twitter as Captain's America. In every case, Captain's America. Go over there, check us out, and see what we got. Now, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is our website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the website. Go over there and check that out. And in the meantime, out there in California, IA, where the frost is on the pumpkin up to the north, might be a little snow in some of those mountains out there, we have got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle, Patty. Okay, they're going to go back in, and you can't blame them, because I told you it's getting cold tonight. Right here, right at the moment, where I'm sitting, it's 42 degrees. I just got a report, 25 miles north of me, it is 29 degrees, and it's colder than that the further north you go. As a matter of fact, I can't wait to ask Frank Salvato what his temperature is, because he's up there right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, poor Frank.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And remember, we emphasize those two words, under God, because that's how our country was founded. Well, let's see, folks. I'm going to be somewhere on Wednesday. Guess where?
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday.
And it is all about America, and we're going to have a good crowd there, and you could come too.
All you have to do is either pay for lunch. You don't have to pay for lunch. You can pay to get into the event because it is a chargeable event. They have to pay to rent the room, so they have to pay for the room. And we're going to be at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, which is inside the Lakewood Ranch area. You can get to the country club either off Lakewood Ranch Boulevard or off University Parkway. Either way, you drive in, follow the signs for the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, and you'll be right there. And I'm looking forward to meeting and talking with a bunch of people. I will definitely, because I'm going to be, get this, Kyle, later in the day, all right, not very late in the day, but I'm going to be leaving after I leave there. I'm going to be going over and talking to a bunch of school children that are American history students about American history and about some of the things that I personally have been through.
That's amazing. That sounds like it'll be really a lot of fun and informative. That's good.
Oh, they'll be interested. Trust me, I'll have their attention.
I can imagine.
I'll have their attention. All right, now, let's get people's attention here for a minute, because the House of Representatives, Speaker Kevin McCarthy, said on Sunday that he believes that Democrats would agree to cap government spending to avoid a U.S. debt default, and he wants to discuss the idea with President Joe Biden. Now, Republicans now are in control of the House and have threatened to use the debt ceiling as leverage on demand spending cuts from Biden's Democrats. Now, who controls the U.S. Senate right now? Isn't it the Democrats?
Yes.
Okay, people are clamoring for this out-of-control spending, which is helping with the inflation. They're saying, you got to do something. You got this. Got to get this under control, Democrats and Republicans alike. Is that right?
Right, of course, yes.
So what do you think?
Well, I think that it is a long shot because Democrats love to spend. They will go to the mat on a lot of this stuff about the government or, you know, continuing, you know, shutting down the government, this kind of stuff. But at the same time, though, Captain, the president really does need a win. They need a positive story out there. So maybe that gives the GOP a little bit more leverage than they normally would have. Joe Biden is foundering right now because of the document scandal.
Yeah, and it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better. Okay, hold that thought, my man. And folks, you're going to be coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And I'm going to let Kathy take us to break this time, because remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. We can elect them and we can unelect them. Think about that for a minute. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
All right, God bless America right there. I got you on that one, Mr. Jeff. Now, listen, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. As you well know, I've taken Relief Factor for well over 9 years, and I take it for a simple reason. It works. Now, sometimes I have to take more than my normal one pack in a day because I got a problem like I did yesterday with my arthritis kicking in my right shoulder because it got tweaked because of the cold weather that we were having. Plus, I was carrying some stuff in yesterday that I probably should have put my left hand, not my right hand. But anyway, it is what it is. I was at a gun show over the weekend. Now, they have the three-week quick start that's only $19.95. And you can try that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, the $19.95 three-week quick start. It costs about what a cup of coffee costs per day to take that. And I will tell you this, it's 100% drug-free. Now, what's in it is what helps you. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Inflammation is what gives you the pain and the discomfort. And it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going straight to the source. It did it with me. It took a couple of packs to do it, but it did it with me. And it's 100% drug-free. 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. All you got to do, folks, is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Order the three-week quick start, and while you're there, take a look at some of the other great stuff that they've got there, the products the health products they've got. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
ReliefFactor.com/captain, 1995. Give it a try. Well, Mr. Kyle, Barack Obama and company have been very quiet about what's going on with these documents. I find that rather odd.
Well, it's very telling, isn't it, Captain? Because you would think that Barack Obama's, Joe Biden's former boss, Barack Obama, might make some sort of statement, make some sort of, you know, I have full faith in Joe Biden.
Sure.
You know, he takes this very seriously. You know, he could echo whatever the White House is saying, but they're not saying anything. And that, to me, Captain, is incredibly important because Joe Biden literally is left twisting in the wind in this.
And don't say I told you so, but I told you so when I said they are trying to get rid of him. They are trying to get him off of the presidential ballot to think that he's going to run come 2024. They've got plans to instill their own people in there, one of whom you and I both think is the governor of California.
Yeah, I do think that he would definitely be one of the first choices, only because he's a huge contrast to Joe Biden, and he's governor of a state. He's nationally known in so many ways now. So for a variety of reasons. But here's another thing too: Joe Biden goes out and tries to run for president for real for 2024. He's going to be fighting against this notion that when he was running against Trump, he was the so-called adult in the room. Don't worry, folks. The adults are coming back to the White House. So they're going, everything's going to be, they know how to run things and they know how to do things. And it's all about being competent and all this kind of stuff. Well, Joe Biden has classified documents or had them and may have more, and the public won't trust him.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Because from where I'm sitting, from what I'm hearing, the public already doesn't trust him.
Well, no, and I think it's simply starting to be amplified. All of the stuff about Joe Biden and how he kind of falters here and there and he makes these gaffes and misremembers things or whatever it is. Some people will just take that with a grain of salt. That's old Uncle Joe. But this is real serious stuff. And I guess on a lighthearted note, I think as we mentioned last week, Captain, I'm sure somebody at the White House and this whole crisis management thing they're in, somebody said, can we blame this on Kamala? But, of course, they can't do that in this case. So they had to move on to something else.
Now, we're hearing that Vladimir Putin intends to retire at the end of this year. Now, this is in advance of what we've been hearing about for some time, that there may be a coup being planned about getting him out. If he doesn't leave, they're going to remove him.
This is what we're hearing, these rumblings. You know, had the war in Ukraine gone differently for Vladimir Putin, that is to say, it was over in a week or something like that, or just in very short order, we may not be having this conversation, but this is dragging on, and I do think the powers that be who may come against Vladimir Putin would certainly be looking to make a move. Russia has been completely ostracized from the rest of the world.
Well, he did something that really rubbed people the wrong way by saying that he was going to conscript people in the military, or I'm sorry, civilians, to go into the military, and they didn't have any say over it. At a certain age, you were all gone, and he was even going to clean the prisons out and this, that, and the other, and all that. And a lot of people have left Russia over that very policy.
Well, of course, yes, they did not want to be conscripted, we understand how people feel about that. And it also shows, too, that this is a desperate, personal war for Vladimir Putin, and, it should never have started in the first place, that much we do know, but he's just painted himself into a corner, and somebody's going to do something about that, I think, at those high levels in Russia.
Well, Governor Hochul in New York State has her pick for the New York's highest court is now on the verge of a historic rejection. The man's name up for judgeship is Hector LaSalle. Hochul's handpicked selection for the New York State Court of Appeals is apparently going nowhere. And LaSalle's detractors aren't coming from the Republican side. They're coming from the progressive wing of the state's Democratic Party, who reportedly is deeply skeptical about the judge's values on abortion and labor rights. How about that one?
Yeah, this is really interesting to watch this unfold. You know, she just won election. You know, she was appointed, or was appointed governor in wake of the governor's resignation, Governor Cuomo. But then she came out, she won the election, and you would think Captain has a lot of political capital. Well, it's obviously not enough at this point.
And we got some really good news to report about Buffalo Bills' Damar Hamlin. I thought we might have seen him at the game yesterday. That didn't happen. He went back home. He was there at the stadium the day before. But maybe next week he will show up at the game. He plans on attending a Bills game. We'll see if this will be the game coming up or not.
Well, exactly right. I don't think we have any kind of definitive word whether or not he would ever play again at this point. But, Captain, he's a unifying figure. You know, people just have been praying for him, Americans all across the highways and byways. And so we just wish him the very, very best. We don't know exactly what the future holds, but we want him to be healthy and safe. There's no doubt.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of tweets over the weekend by him and for him and about him. And that was really good to see.
Well, of course, yes. It's a real the NFL, what happened that night on Monday Night Football just really made a real difference, I think, for America. Really did.
Well, it changed the attitude of a lot of people who were thinking that the NFL was beyond reproach and they didn't care, and a few other things that I heard. But it's obvious now that this is something that they've taken as a family item. They're all part of one family, and I've never seen the unification I've seen today in the NFL that I saw yesterday.
Yeah, agreed, completely, yeah.
All right, well, folks, we're going to be taking a little break here. We're going to be going to break, and we're going to be coming back with our bottom of the hour break, mid-break through the show. And, of course, it's all about We the People here on this program. Don't forget, we are all about We the People, and you got to remember, these people that we elect, they work for us. Now, we can unelect them as fast as we can elect them. There's a way to do it. And you got to pay attention to what needs to be done. Impeachment isn't the only thing. There's another way called a recall election. So we'll talk about some of that and a lot more when we come back. Kyle Warren's going to hang in there. I'll hang in there. But I'll be back with more, just like he will, right after these messages that are coming up here. So I'm going to let Kathy do this again. She did such a great job the last time. We'll let her take us to break. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You USA News Update. Another surge of Pacific moisture is expected to hit California on Monday, as according to the National Weather Service, as a storm-battered state saw more rain and gusty winds over the weekend. Some parts of California have gotten more rain in the past 2 weeks than all of last year. President Biden has approved the state's disaster declaration in response to the series of atmospheric rivers. At least 19 people have been killed by the heavy flooding. James Cameron's second installment in the Avatar film series continues to rule North American box offices. Avatar: The Way of Water earned just over $31 million during the holiday weekend in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. The horror comedy Megan finished second with nearly $18 million, running out of the top five are Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, A Man Called Otto, and the action movie Plane, starring Gerard Butler. Black Panther: Wakanda Forever finished in seventh place. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Here with Dave Moss Jr. talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around, and our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m., and if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Richey, and Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you. You know, the best thing about this, doing this show, is people like Moss Nissan. I've known them for, I don't know, about 8 years now, I guess. And they are, and I've bought a lot of vehicles over the years. I bought dozens of trucks at a time. I bought several fire engines at a time when I was in the fire service. And one of the things I did as a procurement officer was have to spec out the equipment and get the right equipment for the fire service. And I was running the district and the different stations and whatnot. But anyway, it is what it is. And you come across people who are in the automotive business, and a lot of them, all they want to do is just sell you something. They don't want to listen to you. They don't want to pay attention to you. Well, Moss Family Automotive is just that. They're a family, and they get it. They understand the way things work in a family. They not only will listen to you, but you'll probably wind up with something a whole lot better than what you thought you were going to get to begin with, because you did listen to them, and they listened to you.
So I want you to go to the website, Maus, M-A-U-S, familyautomotive.com, and check out their Acura dealership, check out their Nissan dealerships. They got a bunch of them. And to make it a point to come visit them and see what they have to say, because they got the tremendous You Serve, You Save program where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you're EMS, firefighter, or police, and church pastors too, all get a tremendous deal on your vehicle, new or pre-owned. And that goes along for Acura, that goes along for Nissan. Maus, familyautomotive.com. Maus, spelled M-A-U-S. It's MaussNissan.com, MaussAcura.com, MaussFamilyAutomotive.com. Okay, let's go back to the telephone line. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'll tell you what. We have covered a lot of grounds tonight, and we're not really done because there's some really interesting things we're going to pick up here now that we're in the final segment of the news part before we go back to the Truckers Highway and Byway weather report. Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey, right?
Of course, yes.
He's talking about Biden has a political problem. So why should the Republicans sit there and wait before we challenge him or do something to him, impeachment, recall, whatever? Why should we have to sit there and wait?
That's a very good question. And, of course, Chris Christie was talking about the idea, too, Captain, that they knew about this prior to the election.
Yes, right? They did.
You know, who made the decision to sit on this stuff, you know, such that the American people didn't have all the information? Because, obviously, they knew it was bad and so forth, but it just keeps getting worse. So, yes, the political problem continues to grow. And I guess it becomes a good question as to what constitutes, the need for impeachment at that point, or other kinds of things that could happen. But, of course, right now we're watching this process play out. The special counsel has been appointed. It's going to be very interesting to see how this goes. But I do know this, Captain. Any other goodwill that Joe Biden still enjoys, he's very low in his popularity, of course, but that's going to continue to erode because the White House is, in my opinion, becoming more and more embattled about this. And Karine Jean-Pierre at the podium at the White House press briefing room just can't seem to stave any of this off.
You know who would welcome him?
Who's that?
Russia. They give him a place in the Russian Riviera.
Maybe. But definitely, though, this starts to overshadow everything. It's a cloud that's hanging over the Biden administration. In other words, this isn't in terms of Trump. And we talk about this as well, but in terms of Trump, Trump's not the president anymore. So this is an ongoing issue in terms of Trump and his documents and whatnot. But here we have a sitting president. That's the big difference in all this. And whether or not Biden can govern effectively, having to deal with this problem every single day, because they're not answering the questions, I don't see how you get to the point where everybody says, okay, that's fine, next problem, let's move on and talk about something else. I don't think that the press is getting the answers that they want out of this.
Now, the Arkansas governor, Sarah Sanders, has been getting drilled lately by a lot of reporters that think that she has her hopes on some other things down the line, other than just being the governor of Arkansas. Now, she's come out several times and said her priority is being focused on Arkansas, not 2024, not Donald Trump, but taking care of the needs of the people of Arkansas, those people that elected her to be the governor. I buy that. I'm sticking by it. I think she should do the best she can and go from there and not even worry about any further office.
You know, it is interesting that politicians and what's orbiting politicians these days seems to be, what's next? What are you going to run for president? I mean, you have this issue in Florida with Governor DeSantis. Is he going to run? Is he going to run? He should run, you know, this kind of stuff. And yet, I do agree with you completely. I do think Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to stay and be governor. She got elected. I think she wants to be the governor, and that's what she wants right now. I don't see her seeking higher office right now.
Now, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has said that the White House is not being transparent on the Biden papers that were issued and the Biden papers that have been found. And we just heard the news here, I guess about 10 minutes ago, bottom of the hour, we just heard the news here talking about this again and the fact that they found like 8 papers here and 5 papers there and whatever. You talk about sloppy.
Yeah, here a little, there a little, you know, I guess that's the term. But, you know, Captain, but of course this term transparent that you just used, Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House, you know, the saying, well, they have been transparent. You know, and everybody kind of is looking in disbelief, like, what? They're being what? You know, nobody thinks that that's true at all. And, you know, there's just nothing that's going right about this scandal for the White House at this point.
Certainly not her with her big mouth.
Well, and you know, I think when I mentioned the term White House being embattled, it's because she's not able to handle this. And I don't say that with, you know, trying to be mean or something, but it's not written in the book. But, of course, they're now writing a bunch of stuff for the book, I'm sure, that she'll just kind of read off. But there's just no way. You can't defend the indefensible. You know, and people run into this as well with Trump. So it's a bipartisan problem from time to time. But how can you defend Biden having a box of stuff next to his Corvette? You just can't defend it.
If she didn't have that book, she couldn't even talk about it.
Well, and that's really a problematic issue for the White House moving forward. Because
now,
this is going to continue to get worse.
Now, there's something that's going to make it worse, and it's what the GOP representative, Chairman Comer, wants from Joe Biden. He wants the Delaware visitor logs by the end of this month. He wants to see everybody who came and everybody who went.
And that's a legitimate question.
Yes, it is.
It's not just,
and he has to keep track of it.
Right. If we didn't have the knowledge that there were these classified documents, it would be harder to make that kind of request or demand. But because we have this knowledge, it seems to follow that the American people and those who'll be investigating this, first and foremost, have access to anybody who came into that house or to visit Biden in any way, shape, or form. Because you just don't know. And if only to clear things up. And
yeah.
I don't think they're going to get it anytime soon.
And you can think of it this way, folks. You can really think of it this way. Biden's home and his office and his garage are now crime scenes.
Right. Well, exactly. And they have to be treated as such because,
right.
You know, who went into the garage? I think that's a great question. Why would somebody go into Joe Biden's garage to admire the Corvette? I'm sure we're going to hear that. Oh, yeah, people came over and they all wanted to see the famous Joe Biden vet, you know, and that's that.
Yeah. Well, I want to see the famous Joe Biden vet, too, but not that bad. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're going to be coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we are going to be coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Remember, it's all about we the people here on this program. It's all about we the people on this program. And I'll be back with more right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Everybody.
watched a little Steppenwolf from way back when, Kyle. When'd that thing come out?
You know, I'm not sure of the year.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah, 1968.
Well, that's Suki. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know exactly where I heard it played the last time.
I'll bet.
Yeah, it wasn't over here.
Yeah. That's right. I can imagine. Yeah, that's yeah. Right.
All right. Well, you know, let's take the weather into consideration here and let you talk about what's happened. The weather map is cleaned up a little bit. We can almost tell what highways these storms are on right now. So go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, here in California, we're looking at a lot of rain active right now, especially if we're up in the Redding area of Northern California and south of there, coming down Interstate 5 through Sacramento. Certainly the Bay Area, San Jose, you've got a lot of rain going on right now. It's also going to turn into snow as you head east of Sacramento or east of Merced. In fact, all the way down towards Lone Pine, you've got snow going on there right now, and this is course coming down Highway 395, making your way through Bishop, Independence, Lone Pine. So be careful in that area. Los Angeles area right now, we've got rain moving through Southern California all the way down to San Diego. It's also down in Baja California. And right now over in Arizona, covering a lot of Southern California, just right across the border from Arizona, and most of Southern Arizona right now, you've got rain and you've got sleet. You've also got some snow up in the Flagstaff area right now, so be aware of that. Also, as we said last hour, Captain, we've got that dense fog advisory. This is up in the northern Montana, certainly along I-94 as you head through Miles City, Glendive, and your way over to North Dakota. So do be careful out there.
Well, here's what I'm looking at right now, folks. North Dakota, we got fog all across the state. Whether you're going to be on 94, whether you're going to be on 29, you're going to be in fog. That's the major north, south, east, west interstates there, and everywhere in between, all the way up to the Canadian line. Now, we do have some snow in South Dakota tonight, going down I-29, down towards Sioux Falls, and on the western part, straight across in Minnesota. Also got some unsettled weather conditions up north in northern Minnesota, across Minneapolis-St. Paul. Could be fog, could be freezing fog. Temperature such, it could be either. We do have some snow in the northern part of Wisconsin right now to encompass Green Bay and north of Madison and over towards the northern part of northwestern corner of Wisconsin towards Minnesota. We've got freezing fog in the mix tonight right now, and it happens to be in Kansas. So central Kansas for about 200 miles, you're going to have it. If you're coming across I-80 and I-70, you're going to be, that's the perimeter between I-80 and I-70. You've got freezing fog all the way down to Oklahoma, through the panhandle and down across I-40, and up into, again, Kansas. It goes all the way over east to just about north of Oklahoma City on 35. Now, keep in mind we've got unsettled weather conditions in the southeastern corner of Oklahoma, as well as straight up I-44 towards St. Louis. And it looks like as if, Kyle, we may be getting some mixed precipitation there in the not-too-distant future, as well as eastern Oklahoma and northwestern Arkansas. Got a little activity just starting up now in the mountains of North Carolina. We've got snow, a winter storm warning on U.S. 1 up there in Maine, going all the way to the top from down to bottom. And we've got snow to the west of there. We'll have some snow kicking in here shortly in various places around New Hampshire. Got a gale warning that comes down from Nova Scotia, comes right down around the Cape Cod area down to Jersey. So there you go. You've also got some rain around North Jersey tonight. Not snow, but rain. And in the south, it's cold. Just plain cold. from up north of Valdosta and up 95 up north of Brunswick all the way down to just about Miami right now. You've got a hard freeze to the north, and once you get south of I-4, it's going to be a frost warning, but the temperatures are still going to be in the upper low 30s, low to upper 30s, and the 40s down below us. So, Kyle, that's what we got. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And Pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we look forward to talking to you, Mr. Kyle, tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, folks, the professor of politics, and always a plethora of information. We've had an interesting conversation tonight, for sure, for sure, for sure. All right, let's go up here now to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, you know, you couldn't make this step up if you had to. Now the GOP, it's really tripped the trigger. Joe Biden has really gone and done it. Because now the GOP and Representative James Comer, who's the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, has demanded, not asked for, but demanded, and he's going to do it legally if he has to, that the White House turn over all the information related to searches uncovering classified documents as President Joe Biden's home and former office, included the violator, visitor logs, rather. He wants to see them, too, by the end of the month. So here we go.
Yeah, the one thing that I was immediately calling for was the visitor's logs. But it isn't just the visitor's logs to Wilmington. I also want a list of other offices that were possibly held or visited or used by any of the Bidens. Beyond the Penn Biden Center, and see those visitors' logs. So I don't think that we know all of those addresses just yet.
Have you noticed how quiet Obama has been with his cronies?
Exactly.
There's something's afoot there. Mm-hmm.
It should be noted that this last find. I think that there was a handful of documents that were still inside the Wilmington residence that they found. It should be noted in the fine print that a representative from the Department of Justice was with them, with the lawyers, when they found that last set of documents.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Denise Salmon from FoundersCode.com. Don't you go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.